Welcome to Lesson 4. In this lesson, you're going to learn some of the many ways you can organize and work with the folders and files on your computer. Specifically, we're going to review what folders and files are. We'll take a look at two different tools that Windows provides to help you manage information, the Explorer program and the My Computer icon on the desktop. We'll spend most of the time working with the Explorer, where you'll see how folders and files are organized. You'll learn how to move and copy a file into another folder and how to delete files. You'll also see how to create a new folder and move a group of files into it. Then we'll open up the My Computer window and compare how folders and files are organized there. Look over the topics and click the play button to continue. You'll recall from previous lessons that there are basically two types of information living in your computer: programs, which contain the instructions needed to run applications, and documents, which contain the information created by the applications. Programs and documents are often referred to as files. So you can think of files as the storage containers for all the information in your computer. Look this over and then click the play button to continue. Windows provides another type of storage container called a folder. Folders contain files and can also contain other folders, kind of like a file cabinet consists of folders and files. You can arrange your folders and files in many ways, such as by storing all of your personal letters in one folder and keeping your financial files in another folder. You can change the arrangements of your folders and files by moving them, copying them, deleting them, and renaming them. Look this over and then click the play button to continue. Windows 95 offers two tools to help you manage your folders and files. The My Computer icon, located on your desktop, is an easy tool for beginners. The Explorer program contains all the features of My Computer, but offers a few more sophisticated ways of managing your files. The main difference between these tools is how they present the layout of your computer's folders and files. We're going to spend most of this lesson managing information using the Explorer. At the end of the lesson, we'll take a look at how My Computer organizes that same information. Look this over and then click the play button to start working with folders and files. You can access the Explorer through the Programs item in the Start menu, but there is an easier way. First, locate the My Computer icon on your desktop. It might be called something else, like John's computer, but in any case, its icon probably contains a picture of a computer. Next, click the right mouse button on the computer icon. From the pop-up menu that appears, highlight the Explore item and then click it. The Explorer window is easier to work with if it is maximized. If the window isn't filling up the entire screen right now, click the second button from the right in the title bar, the one with a square in it. The Explorer window is divided into a left pane and a right pane. The left pane is currently displaying the main storage components of your computer in a hierarchical format. The desktop appears at the top of the hierarchy, followed by the My Computer icon underneath it. If you are connected to a network, you might also see an icon called Network Neighborhood. Under the My Computer icon are the individual disk drives within your computer and some folders. For example, you should see at least one icon labeled with your floppy drive letter. There should also be an icon for your hard disk, which is probably labeled C. If you have a CD-ROM drive, you'll see an icon with either a picture of a CD on it or an icon representing the CD-ROM that's currently in the drive. This icon is probably labeled with the letter of your CD-ROM drive letter. Most of the icons in the left pane probably have a plus sign next to them. The plus sign indicates that there are folders within the disk drive. Click the plus sign that appears to the left of your hard disk icon. The folders in your hard disk should now be listed under the hard disk icon. To see what's inside a folder, you just click it or double-click it. This is called opening a folder. Let's open up the Zoom Samples folder. Zoom is spelled X-O-O-M. If you do not see the folder in the left pane of the window, you can scroll down using the vertical scroll bar next to the left pane. Just click inside the scroll bar anywhere below the scroll box. Notice that the Zoom Samples folder also has a plus sign next to it. That means this folder contains another folder. Click the plus sign. The subfolder is displayed underneath. Now click on the Zoom Samples folder itself. Look in the right pane of the window. This is called the contents area, and as you can see, it is now displaying the contents of the folder you just clicked. Notice that both the subfolder and files are displayed, and that each file is represented by a specific picture or icon. The icon usually indicates the type of the file. For example, the logo icon indicates that this is a graphics file. There are several different ways to display information in the right pane of the window. During this lesson, I want to display all the details of the folders and files. To do this, first click the View menu in the Explorer's menu bar. The second section of this menu lists different display options. The current option is marked by a circle next to it. Highlight and click the Details option, even if it's already selected. The folders and files in the right pane should each contain a row of information. The name, size, type, and last date modified are listed for each item. If you cannot see all the information, click inside the horizontal scroll bar to the right of the scroll box. Now return to the left side of the contents area by clicking inside the left side of the horizontal scroll bar. Now let's open the Recipes subfolder. You can open a subfolder by either clicking it once in the left pane or by double-clicking it in the right pane. Click the Recipes folder in the left pane once. In the right pane, you should see a file called How Do I? Click it once to select it. Once a disk, folder, or file is selected, there are generally three tools you can use to work with it. First, you can use the menu bar to bring up commands pertaining to the object you've selected. Or, you can bring up a pop-up menu by right-clicking the object. Or, you can sometimes use the mouse to work with the object, such as by moving it somewhere. For example, to move a file into another folder, you can simply drag it with the mouse. Let's try dragging the How Do I file into the Zoom Samples folder. First, move the mouse pointer over the file named How Do I. Press and hold down the left mouse button. Now slide the mouse pointer over to the Zoom Samples folder. Notice that an outline of the file follows the mouse pointer. Finally, release the left mouse button. The file should be gone from the right pane of the window. Let's make sure the How Do I file made it into the folder. Click the Zoom Samples folder once. The How Do I file should now be in the right pane. To copy a file into another folder, you can drag it while holding down the Control key on your keyboard. But if you don't like dragging objects with your mouse, there are several other ways to copy and move files. Let's copy the DIP file into the Recipes subfolder. First, click the right mouse button on the DIP file. The pop-up menu you see contains items for working with this file. We need to copy this file, so highlight the copy item and then click it. If you recall from the previous lesson, when you copy a file, the copy gets placed in a temporary storage place called the clipboard. To put the copy of this file into another folder, you need to paste it into the folder. Folders also have a pop-up menu of items. Go ahead and click the right mouse button on the Recipes folder in either the left or right pane. Highlight, and then click the Paste item. Double-click the Recipes folder in either the left or right pane to make sure the file was copied. The DIP file should be displayed in the right pane. Now click the minus sign next to the Zoom Samples folder to remove the display of its subfolder. Next, I want to show you how to delete a file. In the previous lesson, you created a WordPad document and then named it using your first and last name. Let's delete that from your main hard disk. First, locate your main hard disk near the top of the left pane. If you don't see it, Click inside the top part of the left vertical scroll bar until you do. When you've found the hard disk icon, click it. Next, you need to locate the file with your name in the right pane of the window. If you don't see it, click inside the right vertical scroll bar until you do. When you've found the file with your name, click it. Now press the Delete key on your keyboard to delete the file. If you see a message from Windows prompting you to confirm the delete, click the Yes button in the message. The file should be gone from the right side of the window. Next, I want to show you how you can create a new folder on your computer. If you start a new project or just want to organize your existing files, you might want to have a few new folders. The first step is to click on the disk drive or folder where you want the new folder to live. Remember, a folder can contain other folders. I'm going to have you create a new folder on your main hard disk, which is probably labeled C. If you don't see the hard disk icon in the left pane of the Explorer window, click inside the top part of the vertical scroll bar until you do. Now click on your hard disk icon. Next, click on the File menu in the Explorer menu bar. Highlight the New item. Finally, highlight and then click the Folder item. Now look in the bottom of the right pane. You should see a folder labeled New Folder with the cursor blinking inside the label. If the cursor is not blinking, click once on the folder name. The cursor is blinking so that you can type in a new name for the folder if you want. Type the letter A followed by a space. Now type the words Sample Folder, separated by a space. Press Enter to commit the new name. Look in the top of the left pane. The new folder called a sample folder should be located near the top. Once you create a new folder, you can copy or move files into it. Let's move some of the files from Zoom's recipes folder into the new folder. First, locate the Zoom samples folder. If you don't see it in the left pane, click inside the lower part of the vertical scroll bar until you do. Double-click the Zoom Samples folder. Notice that double-clicking a folder displays the contents of the folder in the right pane and displays its subfolders in the left pane. Next, click on the Recipes subfolder in the left pane. We're going to move 5 of these files. You can move more than one file at a time by selecting multiple files. To select or highlight a group of files that are listed together, you click on the first file and then click on the last file in the group while holding down the Shift key. Click on the first file in the list. Now hold down the Shift key on your keyboard and click on the fourth file in the list. Release the Shift key. The 4 files should be highlighted. To select another file that is not within a group, you hold down the Control key while clicking it. Hold down the Control key on your keyboard and click the last file. Release the Control key. Next, we need to move the highlighted files into the new folder. If you don't see the folder labeled a sample folder in the left pane, click inside the top of the vertical scroll bar until you do. Notice that when you scroll up through the left pane, the right pane does not change. Now you could move the files by dragging them the way you did earlier, but let me show you another way. First, move the mouse pointer over any of the highlighted files. Next, press and hold down the right mouse button on one of the highlighted files. While still holding down the right mouse button, slide the mouse pointer over the folder labeled a sample folder. Notice that an outline of the selected files moves along with it. Release the right mouse button. A small menu appears, giving you the choice to move or copy the files. Highlight the Move Here item and then click it. Now click a sample folder to see the moved files. If you change your mind about the last thing you did, you can use the Undo item to put things back the way they were. Let's undo the moved files. First, click the Edit menu in the menu bar. The first item should say Undo Move. Highlight it and then click it. The files we moved are back in the Recipes folder. Now I want you to delete a sample folder. If it's not already highlighted, click on it. Next, press the Delete key on your keyboard. If you see a message that wants you to confirm the delete, click the Yes button in the message. The folder should be gone. We've just scratched the surface of the many ways you can manage your folders and files. Zoom's How Do I Helper provides step-by-step instructions for performing many file management tasks using the Explorer. I suggest you take a look at some of those topics for more information. Now close the Explorer window by clicking the Close button in the top right corner of the window. Before we leave, I want to show you the My Computer window, which you can also use to manage your files and folders. Locate the My Computer icon on your desktop and then double-click it. The icons inside the My Computer window are similar to the ones you saw when you first opened the Explorer. There should be an icon representing each disk drive as well as some folders. To view the folders and files contained in a disk, you just double-click the appropriate icon. Let's see what's on your hard disk. Double-click the hard disk icon, which is probably labeled C. Now a separate window has opened, which displays the folders in your hard disk. The title bar of the new window contains the letter of your hard disk. The original My Computer window is still open, and a separate button has appeared in the taskbar for the hard disk window. If the hard disk window is covering up the My Computer window, you can move it out of the way now by dragging its title bar with the left mouse button. There are several ways that the folders can be displayed in the My Computer window. Click the View menu in the menu bar of the hard disk window. For this lesson, I want the large icons display. Click that option, even if there is already a circle next to it. You can use the scroll bars to see what else is in the C drive. Click inside the vertical scroll bar right below the scroll box until you see a folder labeled Zoom Samples. To open a folder, you just double-click it. Let's take another look at the Zoom Samples folder. Double-click it now. A third window has appeared, displaying the contents of the Zoom Samples folder. You could now copy and move files by dragging them from one window into another window, or use the File and Edit menus to perform other activities, such as renaming the files. Can you see how the structure of My Computer is different from Explorer? Every time you go to a different folder or disk using My Computer, a new window is generally opened. On the other hand, the Explorer simply replaces what is displayed inside the left and right panes of its window. After you work with both tools, you might find that you prefer one structure over the other. Now close all three windows on the desktop by clicking the Close button in the top right corner of each window. This concludes Lesson 4. When you return to the Windows 95 tutorial menu, you can move on to Lesson 5, which shows you how to locate folders and files on your computer. See you then!